In recent years, more and more people have welcomed chickens to their backyards. But for those who aren't ready to fully commit, renting chickens is an option. Chicken rental businesses will provide everything you need: the coop, the food, and the hens. And as Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi reports, recent egg shortages at the grocery store are pushing more people to consider renting chickens.
Four chickens snack on a treat of dried mealworms, which Katie Hitt shakes into the run of their coop from a red plastic cup. These chickens have lived in Hitt's backyard in St. Louis for just over a week. She and her family have enjoyed the pale blue eggs the hens lay, and her three young kids are having fun with the birds.
That's the first thing they're thinking of when they wake up in the morning, is like, how are the chickens and what are they doing?
This is Hitt's first time having chickens. She says she's wanted them for a while, but she was nervous about doing something wrong. She doesn't know anyone with a backyard flock, and there's an overwhelming amount of advice online.
Looking at all these things, and I just wasn't sure what the right move would be.
But then Hitt heard about chicken rentals. She could have her birds and coop delivered right to her home, expert advice, and only a one-year commitment renting. So the chickens moved in.
It was just like, boom, there we go. We didn't have chickens one day, and then we had a whole setup the next.
People are flocking towards backyard chickens this year. Rent the Chicken, a national backyard rental business, opened over a decade ago. Co-founder Jen Tompkins says rental interest is high.
We've been so busy, we haven't even been able to compare numbers now versus last year. But when we looked in February, we were already about 20% ahead on this year versus last year this time.
Hatcheries across the Midwest say they're also flooded with orders. Some point to the recent expensive egg prices and shortages as the reason why.
Things exploded, and it's almost 100% to do with eggs, the cost of eggs specifically.
That's Tom Watkins, the president of Murray McMurray Hatchery in Webster City, Iowa, which sells about 3 million chicks a year to people across the U.S. Typically, the hatchery sells out about 2 to 3 weeks in advance. But this year, Watkins says they're sold out through October.
So that's 40 weeks of chickens that are pre-sold. We have literally sold them, you know, counted them before they hatched. So.
To be clear, even when eggs were at a record high average of $6.23 in March, you'd still be shelling out more to keep chickens than just buying the eggs. Katie Bell is an agriculture educator with the University of Illinois Extension. She says all the needed supplies, like the coop, the feed, and the fencing to protect the birds from predators, cost at least a few hundred dollars.
You could easily spend $500, you know, before you even get the birds.
And that goes for renting chickens, too. In St. Louis, Emily and Tom Schnitzer opened their chicken rental business for feathered hens at the beginning of this year. They offer 6 or 12-month rentals. Their packages start at $95 per month for a year-long commitment and go up from there. Emily says their most expensive package at $190 a month includes full care of the birds.
We'll come out, we'll feed the chickens, we'll change out the bedding in the coop, make sure everything is like going smoothly, just so it's pretty much the family only has to collect the eggs.
Katie Hitt is renting from the Schnitzers. Her family is caring for the chickens themselves. Hitt says her kids are picky eaters, but they want to eat the eggs from their chickens.
This is like, oh, I know my chicken, you know, they're already deciding whose chicken is who. My chicken laid this one, I'm going to eat that one. And so it's really cute.
Hitt's not sure yet if she'll keep the chickens after the year is up, but for now, she's enjoying the experience. I'm Skylar Rossi, Harvest Public Media.